TED Audio Collective.
Have you ever been in a relationship where you spend all your time and energy trying to figure out why on earth this person you care about so much thinks so darn differently from you? I have. I love to get things done, and I can be really focused on details, on the process, while my partner is into big, lofty ideas. They want to talk about what they envision 5 years from now, what retirement looks like, their future man cave. And I'm like, let's just focus on this week. And oh, by the way, can we look into why the sink is draining so slowly? Sure, sometimes this contrast leads to conflict, but I think this dynamic often leads to a really fruitful, rewarding kind of partnership in life and in business too. I'm Madhu Bakinola. This is TED Business. Our speaker today, Beth Viner, is a cultural strategist and business consultant. She's here to tell us that this combination of doers and dreamers can be the key to catalyzing change and sparking new ideas. Beth argues that in order to move into the future, it's important to work with people who approach problems and build solutions differently from us. Then after the talk, I'll discuss tips for how the two can tango. But first, a quick break.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools. I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Frances Fry.
And I'm Ann Morris.
And we are the hosts of a new TED podcast called Fixable.
We've helped leaders at some of the world's most competitive companies solve all kinds of problems.
On our show, we'll pull back the curtain and give you the type of honest, unfiltered advice we usually reserve for top executives.
Maybe you have a coworker with boundary issues, or you want to know how to inspire and motivate your team.
Give us a call, and we'll help you solve the problems you're stuck on.
Find Fixable wherever you listen.
Some of the best relationships in the world are made up of individuals who are the yin to the other's yang. You're either the person who stacks the dishwasher with creative, reckless abandon, or you're the one who correctly thinks of it as a very competitive game of Tetris. And rather than what might be a series of expletives as you restack the plates, it's the Tetris stacker coming to some appreciation for the haphazard, where the tension breaks. And that's a beautiful thing. And you might even get a few extra clean plates out of it. This scenario isn't just true in our personal relationships. It's true in relationships across institutions and organizations of all types. Bridging this tension, I believe that that is the key to organizations continuing to build, grow, and make new and different things. This is the story of two different kinds of people coming together, 0-to-1 humans and their 1-to-N counterparts. 0-to-1 humans, they're dreamers. I love this about them. They're founders of companies, creative inventors. They thrive in the fogginess of problems, looking for non-linear solutions. And to their counterparts, they often seem untethered to reality, which is true, and also how they find new opportunities. It's why I think they're really good at what they do, but it is a core tension with those around them. one to N humans, these are the doers. They build companies and ensure their success over long periods of time. They're the glue that keeps it together. I've been a dreamer, but I've also been a doer at varying points along my own career journey. And in my day job, I help organizations see and harness the value of both kinds of people to build new things. How the zero to one dreamers can be just spiky enough that the organization doesn't reject that entrepreneurial talent, and how the one to end doers can support their move fast and break things counterparts, being their guides to the ins and outs of the organization. Finding a way to bridge this tension, that's the key to organizations being able to both keep on keeping on while building and capturing new growth. One of the easiest ways to bridge this tension, it's to get buy-in, not with gestures or words, but with cold hard cash. I was talking to my friend Alex. She and Jordana, they're dreamers. They co-founded Lola, a feminine health reproductive company. And when they launched as a direct-to-consumer, they just had a single product, tampons. And everything they did those first few years was focused on that, developing a product, packaging, marketing, pricing, distribution, building a site, a community, getting investors, hiring an incredible team of startup talent. And they did that all to build a product that was safer for women to put inside her body. They got great traction. They found those incredible investors, also some endorsers, influencers, who all really liked them. Women really liked them. Somewhere along the way, they realized that in order to have the level of impact that they wanted in the world, they couldn't just be a single product. After all, direct to consumer, it's a channel, not a business. They had to figure out how to crack retail, how to get that box of tampons onto the physical and virtual shelves at Amazon, Walmart, Target. And despite having this incredible team of startup talent, they did not have decades of lived retail sales experience. They had to hire in those people, the doers, from outside. And they definitely did not come from the startup world, but they absolutely knew how to get that product into that retail store. You can probably see where this is going. So maybe to save you a little bit of anxiety, it didn't blow up in their faces. Because Alex and Jordana, well, they're pretty smart. They did all the things that you and I both know to manage that kind of change and tension: building respect, learning and development, internal communication. But the thing that made it all work right away between the dreamers and the doers? Money. They tied the compensation, in this case in the form of shares and stock options, of that new retail sales team, not just to their ability to put product in retail stores, but to the full performance of the business, D2C and retail, and vice versa. And that made all the other things, building relationships, cross-business line sharing, internal communications, happen, just at a much more rapid rate. So make sure to get buy-in and use money. I'm also a fan of a corporate mosh pit. Zero to one humans, the dreamers, they tend to move a little bit more quickly than those around them. And it's often implicit that they are there to break existing norms, processes, and paths to previous success. But I've seen organizations forget that on the other side of those norms, processes, and paths are humans, the doers. They tweak existing products. They probably train whole parts of your organizations in new service protocols. Building a corporate mosh pit, well, it requires acknowledging those who are explicitly not like you, be they doers or dreamers. Each has vast knowledge and deep expertise, as well as a commitment to the organization's success, just from a different starting point. I love how Marriott has done this. Marriott has a zero to one dreamer team, and they think about not just what's next, but what's 5 to 10 years ahead. And as they're coming up with these experiences, they build them in physical prototypes to tweak what works, figure out what definitely doesn't work. Understand how much, of course, it's going to cost, how roles might change, and as a result, what training they might need. And as they're building these prototypes, before they are finished, but explicitly before they are final, I've seen them invite in the doers. For Marriott, that's franchisees and frontline staff who come in to poke and prod and put their mark on changes that will ultimately have a not small impact on their role in the business. If you're a 0-to-1 team of dreamers, I want you to go first to your doers and invite them in to your work. Raid their brains and hook their hearts to what you're doing. Shift it from a happening to me to happening with me. Build your own corporate mosh pit. It's not the only building you should do, though. I think you might want to make a few speed bumps along the way, and here's why. Your 0-to-1 dreamers, well, I hate to tell you, but I think they probably missed the memo about your corporate processes, because honestly, it never occurred to them that there are corporate processes they should be concerned with. And to their doer counterparts, at best, this seems disrespectful. And at worst, like they are intentionally dodging the rules. How each group does the work probably makes the other quite uncomfortable. That's not how we do things here. That's definitely not how you get to market first. On one side, the process is foggy, and on the other, too rigid or prescriptive. Building speed bumps, well, that makes explicit a cadence or a process to an individual or a team. And I believe that that creates better alignment among the humans around you. But one caution. If you build speed bumps one after another and you're really in a rush to get to your destination, well, you're definitely not going to get there on time. 0-to-1 humans, it's not that they don't want to abide by your corporate protocols. It's that they literally, and I've seen this firsthand, they literally cannot do the job you've tasked them with, building something net new, if they slow down for each and every speed bump along the way. I'll never forget how one team tasked with new innovation and growth at a very large consumer products company was also asked to meet with their innovation board on a monthly cadence. Now, if you're a doer, that probably doesn't seem like a big deal. But here's how it played out in practice. During the first week, they made the deck. The second week, they took that deck, they shopped it around, walked the halls, aligned their stakeholders. The third week, that was the meeting. Then they had to take the feedback, incorporate it in, and change their plans, which left just 1 week, 1 week a month to do the work. So build speed bumps. Just don't build too many. And one more thing. It's so easy to celebrate what seems new and shiny in an organization. And trust me, your 0-to-1 teams, when they're successful, it will seem shinier and newer, worthy of confetti, maybe a little champagne. But I like to step back and remember that all wins, dreamer wins and doers, but most certainly the wins that are the results of both teams coming together, those absolutely deserve confetti. And it doesn't take your boss to make a party. You are there. Stand up, celebrate, acknowledge the humans around you, be they doers or dreamers, for the work that they did to meet you in the middle, to stack that dishwasher with a little bit more joy. So get out your pom-poms, because everyone needs a cheerleader. Thank you.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Support for TED Business comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/tedbusiness. That's odoo.com/tedbusiness. Odoo, modern management made simple. I love this idea of a corporate mosh pit. I think it captures some of the messiness of company culture, but also the enthusiasm and energy, the fun parts of building the business. And I think Beth's right to suggest that in order to capture the best of that dynamic, you need to pair the doers with the dreamers. But that's easier said than done. Beth knows my kind. I do stack the dishes in my dishwasher like a game of Tetris. And sometimes it ruffles my feathers to see someone do away with this sense of order, marching to the beat of their own drum. It can feel disrespectful. But I can handle it if I'm really invited in and asked to bring what I have to offer to the table. This feels like a real partnership. So now, when someone I love says, "This is what I envision in 5 years," I've learned to understand that they're sharing this with me because they want me to be a part of it. And I, the eternal doer, can play my role of walking through the steps of how we'll get there. That's it for today. TED Business is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced by Hannah Kingsley Ma, edited by Alejandra Salazar, and fact-checked by Julia Dickerson. Special thanks to Maria Lajas, Farah DeGrunge, Corey Hagem, Daniela Balarezo, and Michelle Quint. I'm Madhupa Akinola. Talk to you again next week.